Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Buck Blue here with some great news. Nobody knows the real estate market up 400 and around Lake Lanier than my friend Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. You see, experience matters. If you've got an interest in Lake Lanier property or up 400 properties, go to GetMickey.com, click and talk with an expert right now. Or call 678-341-7474. Mickey Himes is the man in the Lake Lanier real estate market. This is Buck Blue. You can trust this dog and the entire GetMickey.com team.
An ambassador for the dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Buck's Beat with Buck Blue.
Welcome back to Buck's Beat, episode 19. And in this episode, I'll be talking about Georgia Bulldogs football and Coach Kirby Smart's recent success in the transfer market. Couple of huge wins with top-rated players at critical positions that I'm going to dive into today. And a little later, I'll tell you about what Coach Will Muschamp is up to at Georgia this summer. And as an added bonus, former Gator great and SEC analyst Chris Doering will join us for a Gator checkup, which we're looking forward to hearing more about them. All right. Buck's Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. If you are searching for a property at Lake Lanier or a home up 400, Mickey and his team are plugged in. Experience and passion matter in real estate. Call Mickey at 678-341-7474 or go to GetMickey.com. Click and speak with an expert right now. Think Mickey Himes at Lake Lanier. Mickey is the man. Georgia's biggest flaws heading into the 21 football season are no longer concerns, at least not for me. Cornerback and ex-wide receiver are no longer weaknesses on the Georgia Bulldog football team, thanks to the transfer market. Last week, Kirby and his coaching staff dropped two bombs on Clemson and the rest of the SEC. All-ACC cornerback Darian Kendrick, out at Clemson, is coming to play for Georgia. And so is former LSU and Marietta High tight end Eric Gilbert, who will move to receiver at Georgia. Kendrick and Gilbert, they're simply plug-and-play impact players. Kendrick will step in and, I believe, immediately becomes the Bulldogs' top cornerback, which is huge because this Clemson Tigers team the Bulldogs face in the opener, they feature perhaps the best wide receiver group in college football. The other impact, big impact, is it also allows Georgia's young cornerbacks, and they've got a lot of them, it gives them time to develop. And I'm talking about guys like Ringo, Kimber, Green, Carroll. Eric Gilbert at ex-wide receiver really takes the sting of losing go-to George Pickens to injury. Sounds like Gilbert's plan is to drop a little weight, get a little quicker, and take advantage of his physical mismatch against SEC cornerbacks. Gilbert has proven he can take advantage of linebackers and safeties, running pass routes at LSU from the tight end spot. But now he's got to prove he can get off press man coverage playing X wide receiver, get a clean release, create some separation against some really talented cornerbacks the SEC has to offer. And at 6'5", Eric is set up to win a lot of those 50-50 ball opportunities. Eric Gilbert's addition means that JT Daniels has more quality weapons than any quarterback in college football. Gilbert wide left with Kyaris Jackson or Arian Smith in the slot. To the right, you got beast mode tight end Darnell Washington, and split wide right is Jermaine Burton, who's going to be getting a lot of one-on-one matchups. Next to Daniels, you got playmaker James Cook or McIntosh or Milton. JT Daniels must be thrilled. Can't wait to get to work, right? Get to the football complex and throw the ball around to these big-time playmakers Georgia has accumulated. Todd Monken's got to be excited, too. This Georgia offense should be dangerous. And if the offensive line comes through, look, right now the left tackle spot is the biggest concern heading into the season. Is it Xavier Truss? Or will it be Jamari Sawyer? And when does freshman Amarius Mims take over the spot? Truss looked impressive in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl against Cincinnati, but you know, he doesn't strike me, doesn't appear to be a difference maker. And in the SEC, look at a lot of these top teams, they've got difference makers at that left offensive tackle spot. Sawyer can handle left tackle, where he started last season. Really, he was outstanding at left tackle, but he came back to impress the NFL scouts at his natural position of offensive guard. Listen carefully. It's just a matter of time before Amarius Mims takes over at left tackle. This guy is an absolute beast. Now, he might not be polished enough to start against Clemson in the season opener, but at some point this season, Mims, mark my words, is going to take over at left tackle. He's that good. He's a difference maker. So keep an eye on him. Clemson will have one of the top defensive lines in college football. Plus, defensive coordinator Brent Venables, his scheme is super aggressive. Makes me wonder, can Matt Luke's offensive line protect JT Daniels? Can't wait to see this epic matchup. Now let's check in on the Florida Gators, rivals in the SEC East. And joining me now, SEC college football analyst and Florida Gators legendary wide receiver, Chris Doering.
Bucks beat.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
And joining me now, SEC college football analyst and legendary Florida Gator wide receiver, Chris Doering. Chris, we appreciate your time, brother, and let's cut right to the chase here. Big news for Gator fans last week with Dan Mullen getting that contract extension. How big was that for the Florida Gator Nation? He's now top five as far as national college football coaches, the pay goes. He's in that top five now.
I think it was big for a number of different reasons. Obviously, I don't think there was much coincidence in the timing of that news being released, especially with on-campus recruiting opening back up on June 1st. The perception that your coach has more stability is an important part of recruiting these days. So that was big there. But it was such a weird year last year. There were reports about disconnects between Scott Strickland and Dan Mullen. There were reports of interest on Dan Mullen's behalf in the NFL and wanting to test his wares there. So I think this does at least provide a little bit of stability. The buyout, if he wants to go to the NFL, is not that great, so it doesn't necessarily prevent that from happening. But I just think the optics of it are big. I mean, this is a guy that came in and took a 4-win team to back-to-back 10-win seasons. They've been to New Year's Six bowl games the last 3 years. And I honestly believe, Buck, that not only is this a good thing for the University of Florida, but I think it's a good thing for Dan Mullen. I think it's a perfect fit. It's a mutually beneficial situation where I believe that Dan Mullen's the best possible coach for the University of Florida, and I think the University of Florida is the best possible location that Dan Mullen could be. With this raise comes a lot of expectations, not that there weren't large expectations anyway on him when you're the head coach at the University of Florida, but I do think that this takes it to another level. You're in the same company in the SEC as Nick Saban and Coach O, Jimbo Fisher. You're ahead of him. He's got a national championship. So the one thing missing from Dan Mullen's resume at this point in time, two things, SEC championship and a national championship, which I think the fan base is certainly expecting will come in the near future.
How big was that win over Georgia last season for Dan Mullen?
It was huge. I mean, I think it was huge, one, to kind of get that monkey off of their back. And you know how much that series means to the fan bases and how much it means in terms of achieving the rest of your goals on your preseason goal list. But that was the season to do it, you know, with all of the returning starters and experience that Florida had. And conversely, the inexperience that Georgia had last season heading into 2020, if it wasn't going to happen then, I'm not so sure when it would happen. But now, you know, the attention turns to this year, and it's kind of the opposite with Florida losing Kyle Trask, losing Kyle Pitts, losing Kadarius Toney and Trayvon Grimes. There's a lot that Florida enters the year with question marks about. And on the other side, Georgia feels pretty good about where they are, both with their returners and who they've been able to land in the transfer portal. So all the expectation, I think, goes back to the Georgia winning and that game and winning the East. But I think Dan Mullen's done a nice job of his time in Gainesville of being able to have his teams play up to the level of competition that they've faced sometimes with a roster that may not be necessarily equitable.
These Bulldog fans know Todd Grantham very well from his time over in Athens. And there was a narrative a year ago, obviously things weren't going as well as far as the performance level of the defense. They patched it up. And now do you expect them to flip it this year where the talent, the personnel, Grantham's going to be able to put together a top unit this coming year?
Yeah, Buck, here's the thing. You mentioned it. I mean, Todd Grantham's been at Georgia. He's been at Mississippi State, had success at Florida. Like, this guy knows this conference, and you don't just forget how to coach overnight. There were some issues, and there were some changes made on the staff. Two of the secondary coaches were let go, and so you get some new blood in there. Obviously, that insulation is no longer there for Todd Grantham, and it is a year where you put up or shut up. But I think the problem really is more about the defensive line than it is anything else. And Florida's always been very good on the defensive front. I don't think they have those same dudes up front that they typically have had. And that's been reflected in how poor they were against the run last year. And maybe more so some of those secondary issues were not so much about coverage as they were about inability to get pressure on the opposing quarterback. So, you know, I think that this is a year that I expect Florida's defense to bounce back. But if they don't start bringing in some of that talent on the defensive line like they've had in the past, it could become a little bit of an epidemic from year to year for the Gator defense.
Now look at Dan Mullen and think, here's a guy that really does an outstanding job of altering his scheme offensively to the personnel that he has from year to year. A year ago with Trask, pocket passer, right? You had to throw it all over the field. Now you've got Emory Jones taking over. So where's the confidence level on Jones? And I think he's got a great thing working for him, and Dan Mullen has shown that he can be successful with a dual-threat quarterback.
You make a great point, Buck. I think the true sign of a very good coach is somebody that has a fluid scheme that can adjust to whatever the roster strengths are, and Dan Mullen certainly has done that in his first couple years here in Gainesville. It was a much different style of offense than, you know, what we've typically seen from Dan Mullen, where the quarterback is a viable part of the run game. I thought Kyle Trask ran the ball better than what I expected heading into last season. But now you have a guy, you actually have two guys, and not only Emory Jones, but Anthony Richardson, another highly recruited quarterback that's on this roster, that are better athletes, that are more physically built to be able to run the football. Emory Jones has been a large part of Florida's run game down inside the 20 the last two seasons with what he can do with some of the read option games. So I'm not sure. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, Buck, that Emory Jones wins that job. I certainly hope he does, because he's kind of the antithesis of what we see from highly recruited quarterbacks in this league. Now, if you don't play right away, most guys take their ball and go elsewhere.
Yeah, he's been loyal.
Patient. He has. He's been loyal. He's been patient. He's learned from Kyle Trask, who was a really productive quarterback at Florida, and I think his time has now come. But as you can see from the rest of the league, breeding competition at the quarterback position is something that most of the coaches are trying to do, and it only elevates the play of that player that ends up winning that job. And I think that's what you're going to see here in Gainesville with Anthony Richardson pushing Emory Jones this year as well.
Chris, what do you and the Gator Nation make out of Georgia in this free agent signing period they've gone on? They left spring with the biggest concern being how do they match up at cornerback, especially in that opener against Clemson. They're loaded at the wide receiver position. You get Kendrick out of Clemson that looks like they're going to plug and play there, and then you get Gilbert, you lose Pickens to a knee injury. How do you replace him at the X wide receiver spot? Well, you go get Eric Gilbert, and you have plans to plug him in at their spot. What do you make of this free agency that Kirby's put together?
Well, it's certainly been remarkable, and he's had a lot of success with it. I mean, I think you look back to last season, going out and getting JT Daniels, even at the time when you had Jamie Newman on the roster and the foresight you had to bring in another great player there and how that turned out last season. So I think Kirby's done a nice job of obviously attracting high school talent, but why would you not want to go to Athens and be a part of what he's building there? I mean, they got a great chance, in my opinion, to win not only the East this year, but win the SEC in general, get over that Alabama hurdle, and get back to trying to win a national championship. And certainly he's addressed those positions of need. As you mentioned, the secondary was thought to be a spot where they might have some issues, and they went out and got a number of transfers that should be ready to go this year. The thing I worry about, though, Buck, is when you're bringing in a bunch of guys that are from the outside, how do they fit into the culture of your program? Some issues with Kendrick at Clemson in the past with a couple suspensions.
Right.
Some things with Gilbert off the field as well. Like, I'm worried about those guys coming in and acclimating and not disrupting some chemistry that you may already have in place. They're certainly very talented players, but you know, playing for a championship requires much more than just talent. It requires a cohesiveness amongst your team. How much time do you have to build that before the season starts for 2021?
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what are your preliminary thoughts on this Georgia-Clemson matchup? Pretty epic. This is a game Georgia's got to win, in my opinion. They want to get past that narrative of not being able to beat these top teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important in that way. I love the fact that it's going to be played at night there in Charlotte. It's going to be a primetime matchup of two of the top programs in college football right now. But I'm with you. I mean, the great part about it is if you lose that game, you still control your own destiny. You win your games in the SEC. You win the SEC championship. You're going to be inevitably in the college football playoffs. But just to continue the trajectory of where this program is, to show that this is a team that not only can be amongst the best programs, but are able to win those big games. It almost reminds me a little bit of Clemson's ascension. You know, there were a time that Clemson was viewed as being Clemsoning was actually a word for choking. And I think there's a lot of folks that have felt like some of the biggest games, particularly against Alabama, that Georgia has choked. And I think this is the year that they can change that narrative, both with Clemson and Alabama potentially in the SEC title game.
All right, Chris, time for the big three.
Let's roll out the big three.
Number one, come on, you got to share it with me and the listeners here. What exactly was the secret sauce to that Spurrier fun and gun passing scheme? How did you get so many guys wide open?
Well, I think a couple things. First and foremost, the what we were doing was ahead of its time. You know, running four and five wide receiver sets is very common now, but at the time it was not, particularly here in the SEC. Some of the route combinations that you're seeing used now were things that were brand new that Coach Spurrier was utilizing. But I honestly believe this, Buck, and I know you've been around a lot of programs and watching the way they practice. They do not spend the time that we did throwing routes on air. The time, I'm amazed at how little time the receivers spend with quarterbacks, both in the meeting rooms and on the practice field. I mean, when we were working together, we were always with the quarterbacks. We were always running routes together, whether it was individual routes on air, whether it was one-on-ones, whether it was 7-on-7. There was a lot of time spent on working on the chemistry between quarterback and receivers and the timing of those throws. And I think it really showed when we got onto the practice field with the precision that we were able to execute with because of that preparation.
All right, number two, you did not take the typical path to stardom from high school to college. Talk to the high school player right now that's trying to make it, wants to play some college football. What's your message to them?
Well, my message to them, not only the college player, but young people in general, is you know, the importance of perseverance, the importance of believing in yourself and not being persuaded by what somebody else's opinion is of what you're able to accomplish. You know, I was very fortunate to have supportive parents that allowed me not only to walk on and pay for my schooling, but really encouraged me that I was good enough to be able to do it, despite so many other people not believing that was the case. And so, you know, I look in this day and age where so many of these kids are posting all the offers that they're getting and the attention that they have on these visits and everything else and how much it's about look at me. But I really believe that me walking on and having to take that path served me better in the end. I was a better player because of what I had to go through, and I was a better person that's benefited me in my post-playing days because of what I went through. And so the easy path is not always the best path, and I just encourage young folks to believe in themselves and keep pushing for what they want to accomplish.
All right, number three, here we go. Let's see what it – I've got to pull this out of a hat and see what will show up this day. Oh, this is – okay, yeah, I want to hear about this, so – tell us about an important life lesson that you learned playing team sports that helps you now in the business world.
Yeah, you may or may not know, I have a residential mortgage company that I've owned here in Gainesville since 2007, and I don't think there was a worse time to get into the mortgage market than when all that implosion was taking place in the real estate world and particularly within the mortgage industry. But it was exactly what I talked about before. It was the ability to keep on keeping on. Coach Burrier used to talk to us before every game about the importance of playing 60 minutes. He'd talk about, you know, the good things were going to happen and bad things were going to happen throughout the game. We just had to keep our course and stay even keeled and not get too high and not get too low. And that's kind of been my approach to the business world as well, whether it's the mortgage company or whether it's my broadcasting career. I've had some great opportunities. I've had some people, you know, doubt me in that side of things too. But I just kept pushing, surrounded myself with great people that have like-minded goals and are able to see the vision that we're trying to bring to light. And that really has served me well. And I think that's something that you learn from playing team sports, particularly football. I don't think there's a better vehicle for teaching kids about life lessons than playing football, about how you have to overcome adversity, how you have to do your job on every play to be successful, and how you you know, you get knocked down and get back up again and keep pushing on, man.
Three-time SEC champ Chris Doering, one of the Gator favorites out there. Thanks for dropping some knowledge today on Bucks Beat, and keep up the great work on the SEC Network, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Buck. It's always a pleasure, man.
Bucks Beat.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
One of the benefits of Kirby Smart hiring Will Muschamp to be a defensive analyst is this. Coach Muschamp, he's got a master's degree in the Clemson offense. 5 years he was the Gamecocks head coach. So he spent countless hours studying the Clemson offensive scheme. In fact, I would contend that nobody knows the Clemson scheme better than Will Muschamp right now. Now, look, I realize it didn't show up on the scoreboard. In his four losses to Clemson at South Carolina, the average score was 46-13. But realize this. Georgia will have more talent on the field than Muschamp did when he was in Columbia. Will Muschamp is busy this summer, and he's discussing with Kirby, Dan Lanning, Glenn Schumann on how to best defend this Clemson offense. And look, he's helping put together a quality defensive game plan. This season opening game is nothing short of huge for the Bulldogs. You let Georgia lose that game, and the narrative's going to be the same thing you've heard over the last few years, that Georgia's good, but they're not good enough to beat the top teams in college football. Since the Bulldogs' free agent shopping spree added Tyke Smith, Darian Kendrick in the secondary, and Eric Gilbert at X-wide receiver, have you noticed, man, the odds of winning that natty have improved for Georgia. Bulldogs have gone from 12-1 odds to 8-1 odds. The SEC odds are now 5-2, which means you bet $100 on Georgia, you win additional $250. So things are looking up for the Georgia Bulldog Nation. This might be the year, first time since 1980, the Bulldogs are able to walk away with another national championship. Got to get over that Clemson hurdle to start the season. Probably going to face Alabama in the SEC title game at the end of the season. Qualify for the college football playoffs. Georgia has a team now with the additions on the free agent market, as I'm calling it, to get the job done. That's going to do it for episode 19 of Buck's Beat. Remember to like and subscribe, and thanks for listening.
Subscribe to Buck's Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.